Perfectly Sane Show, episode 265. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I am not hacked. Not hacked at all.
And Jeff. Jeff, are you hacked?
I hope not.
But were you on Ashley Madison?
No, I was not.
Yes, that happened. Let's see, 15,000 email addresses were linked to the military or the government.
Oh, man.
Out of the 36,000 accounts, I guess, that got leaked. That's nuts.
I would love to hear what percentage of Ashley Madison accounts are actually women.
It's really low.
It's got to be like...
It's like 8 to 1, men to women.
Yeah, it's got to be insane. Like...
There was like 18 million men or something like that, and like, well, this was 18 million married men and like 2 million married women. It's like, so basically, your chances of getting anybody on Ashley Madison aren't very good anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you're like rich or something.
Yeah.
I mean, basically the same chances you'd have in real life.
I'm surprised that like... women are on there at all. I don't know. It's just... whatever.
I mean, having heard those numbers, if you're a woman, you're like, I can do that.
I know, but, like... I mean, honestly, if you're a woman, you want to cheat on your husband, like, there's way easier fucking options. Like, walk up to any dude on the street.
True.
Yeah, I don't know what the appeal of this site is.
I saw a movie. There was a movie with, like, Adam Sandler. And I forgot who played his wife, but, like, they both went on Ashley Madison. And they both got laid on it. What the fuck was that stupid movie?
So they're a loving couple.
And it was, like, him in a more, like, dramatic role. Like, I forgot what the movie was. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great either.
I thought we were supposed to hate all Adam Sandler movies.
No, I mean, it wasn't an Adam Sandler flick. It was like an ensemble thing. And then, like, one of the stories was, like, how him and his wife, like, their marriage had, like, kind of gone stale or whatever. And she has a great time on the site. She gets fucking banged real good. Then he catches her and he gets all upset about it.
But he was using the
same thing. He was doing the same thing. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, well. Not something I feel the need to use.
No.
No.
But evidently people in Alabama, they feel the need to use it.
That's its most, like, popular state or something?
Yeah, Alabama, Colorado, and District of Columbia.
Girl, it's sweet. The homeland.
Let's see. Pennsylvania is about, like, 12th or so. West Virginia, least cheaty state.
Yeah.
Based on this data, so.
Way to go, West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta be good at something, right?
Yeah.
East Coast, representing on this list, though. Way more cheaty than, I guess not. Like, I mean, there's more people over here, so.
Sure, we'll go with that being nice.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
More people, not.
Not more cheaty people, just more people in general. Anyway, we are not here to judge people.
I'm here to judge people.
Tony's here to judge people.
I could never judge people.
We talk about games sometimes, though.
Oh. Oh, no.
What have you guys been playing?
Oh, boy.
What have I been playing?
I've been playing Rare Replay still.
Still?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's real good. I'm mostly Trouble in Paradise. Like, I'm, like, fucking super addicted. And just tonight, I finally, like, for fucking all week, I've been trying to get a pig and a cat, and I just got them both, like, minutes before.
Not a bear and a pig?
Wait, what does that mean? Get a pig and a cat?
All of the whole point of the game is just try to get different animals in your garden. And then it gets more, like, as it goes on, like, the requirements to get them to come live in your garden and become way more like harder or like more, harder to achieve and whatnot. So I don't know. You could fucking, I've probably put at least 25 hours into it now, and that's just one game out of the collection. So
yeah, I'm sure if I had the collection, I would enjoy it.
Would like Viva Pinata, I think. Like, that's just a really relaxing kind of little strategy. Like, would you call it strategy, Chris? Kind of? Simulation?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strategic. Strategic like garden sim.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tony played Viva Pinata before, haven't you?
No.
No? Oh. I think you'd probably like it.
Yeah.
That collection is fantastic, though. I spent many hours playing like Jetpack. I now have all the achievements.
I've probably put at least a half hour into every game, except maybe a couple of like the first, like the 1984 games.
Some of them are hard. Like I finally kind of figured out the Lunar Jetman game. I figured it out by playing the snapshots, actually.
Oh, I haven't checked those out at all yet.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And it actually gave me an idea of what I was supposed to do in the main game because I could not figure it out at all. I'm still not good at it, even with the rewind feature. That game is really hard and not particularly fun. But the other ones are weird. Like they're kind of isometric or top down adventure games are really weird.
Yeah, really primitive fucking games. I don't know. There's a lot of those.
That stuff's good.
Yeah, that stuff's good. I finally checked out Cameo.
Yeah, do you like it?
It's okay, but it's got really fucking weird controls for like a modern game. Like, all your attacks are mapped to the triggers. Kind of weird, don't you think, for like a 3D action.
Yeah, for a 3D action game, you would expect face buttons.
Yes. Like, kind of shit like that. I don't know. It seems like I only put in, like, I played like through the opening area. I was like, this is alright, but we'll see.
What's nuts, though, and this is kind of, I wish people had this collection just to kind of, because everyone's like, oh, Microsoft ruined Rare. Like, there's a whole section of games that they've worked on over the years that have just never come out. I don't know why, but there's like,
oh yeah,
like Cameo 2, and there was some horror game, and there's like a bunch of games that they just canned, like that they were in active development and never came out for whatever reason. Like, Microsoft's given them a lot of rope over the years. So
those games weren't like, were they not canceled by Microsoft, or was it just Rare calling their shots saying, never mind?
Or were like they just got down to it and it's just like, this isn't going to work? Like, I mean, they don't go into detail on it, but Microsoft let them try to make other games. They just never came to market. So, and it looks like that Sea of Thieves is finally going to hit, though. So
yeah, and all that said, though, like, when you look at, like, just look at the collection as a whole, like, a lot of the stuff, like, a lot of the best stuff, in my opinion, on there is after they were with Microsoft. Like,
yeah,
I think people look at it kind of weird, like, with nostalgia glasses and shit. Like all their, like, N64 stuff is amazing, but that said, Viva Pinata, I think it tops some of that, so.
Yeah, Viva Pinata is really good. Banjo Nuts and Bolts is really good. I mean, what do they really want out of them? Like,
they want a
more banjo, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, they want a platformer, and I do too. That'd be nice.
Sure.
There is an interesting thing. I gotta go watch more of the making of stuff, but I watched the making of Conker, one of the guys who worked on Conker, who I think voiced Conker as well, he was like, He's like, people want us to like make a sequel to that, and he's like, we're not those people anymore. We're like not the people to make that game. Like he says it right in the thing. I was like, oh shit, son of a bitch, fuck you. I could kind of see where he's coming from. He's like, that was an idea we had at the time. That was the kind of humor that like that was like what we were into at that time. We're not. It's fucking, you know.
Right. It's funny, but it's like bottom tier like. Low rent humor, like it's there's a lot of poop humor, like
yeah, but it could be updated, like you could
sure
do an R or M rated platformer, like there's no reason you can't do that.
No, and but I wonder if like their hesitation to do another Conker is, look, we don't want to do more poop jokes, so
yeah.
Like yeah. And maybe that's what people want, like. Like, you'd probably be okay with, like, hey, they updated it, and it was still funny in a way, and made movie references, but, like, how many people that really want Conker just like, I want a poop monster.
Yeah, I actually would, you know, like...
I think you'd be disappointed if that's what they came out with. Like,
that stuff was edgy at the time, you know, both back then and also right. The fact that I was, like, you know, 18 or whatever. But you could do it. You could update it in a proper way. Like,
sure.
Just do really sharp, funny, like, parodies of movies.
Oh, I mean, that South Park game is pure proof of that, right? Like,
yeah. It can
like,
be done.
You can do, like, raunchy humor and update it. It's just... I wonder if they just don't know what to do with it.
I just think that they don't want to do it. They want to do shit, like...
Other
I don't
stuff,
know what
yeah.
they want to do, but they're doing Sea of Thieves, which looks interesting. So, I don't know. I guess... I'm just happy to see them getting like away from the Kinect games. Like that I think is where they hit their low point for me. Even though I heard those games were good, it's just like, dude, that's not what I want out of you, you know.
Right. I mean, they're some of the best Kinect games going, like, but yeah, if you're not into that type of stuff, like it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, that collection though definitely keep people busy for a while.
Dude, and I've gotten
price
so many
amazing.
Hours on it. The
price,
what?
That price is great.
Oh, yeah. And just the package, like, just, you know, all the behind-the-scenes movies and shit, that like, they didn't have to do any of that. It's a fucking $30 budget title, and they just, you know, they put a lot of work into it.
Yep.
So. It's nice. You
guys been playing anything else?
Oh, yeah. Titanfall.
I saw you were playing some of that.
Yeah, so I have... two friends at work who I finally talked into buying Xbox Ones, and they pre-ordered the Madden console.
Okay.
So they got their consoles on Tuesday and it came with EA Access. So of course the first thing they did was download Titanfall so we could hop on there and play the multiplayer. And that game has changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've played it since maybe last October? Like it's been a long time. Like I played when the Frontier Defense mode came out, but I haven't really played it since then. And they've added like there's ranked play now, lots of stuff with the burn card. Like they've changed so many things. It feels really fresh and really new, and it's still so much fun. I miss Titanfall. I really did. That game was still fantastic.
Yes. I should play a little bit of that.
I'm trying to get Don to download it again because, you know, the Xbox One hard drive fills up so quickly that he deleted it. But
he needs to just step back a moment, maybe not buy one game and get himself a 3 terabyte hard drive, never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, I'm about to make that hop. Actually,
I didn't do that.
Oh my god, it's so nice. I have like 65 games on my hard drive and it's at 30%.
Dude, yeah, I already have it sitting on my Amazon wish list. I'm like, I just, one of these days, I just need to pull the trigger. And it's got to happen before like October, November because there are so many games.
Oh, and like, you know that like Halo and Fallout are going to be 50 gigs at the minimum.
Right. And I have huge games sitting on there right now. Like, I don't want to delete Witcher 3.
Right.
Like, I am constantly on the verge of being full. And between Halo and Rare Replay, like, that right there is fucking a huge chunk
of
it.
Yeah, like, because Halo is, I think it's like 70 gigs now, and Rare
At
Replay
least.
Is like 45.
And like those are two ones I don't want to delete. You know, I want I don't want to have to sit, like, if I want to play Halo again, I don't want to have to sit there for fucking hours or whatever while it does that. Like,
yeah, no, that's one you want to leave on your hard drive, even if it's taking up 20% of it.
Yeah, and it's just right. I need to get a fucking hard drive, man. There's nothing fun about spending the money on that, though. You know what I mean? You're like, ah, fuck, I can just delete shit and whatever, like, work around it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, once it's there, like, the hassle of having to do that stuff, like, the time that you invest in deleting and downloading and re-downloading is all gone.
I know. I gotta do it.
Titanfall, huh?
Yeah. I also downloaded the EAX that I've been playing for a few hours now. Madden 16.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
That's it. Football.
It's kind of like they took Madden and they combined it with, I want to say, Borderlands.
Huh.
So they had, last year it was kind of hidden, but players each week had goals that they passed, and when they passed the goals, they got XP.
Okay.
Now they've added a bunch of more goals into the game, and now they pop up on the screen as you do stuff. So, like, you'll sack the quarterback, and it'll be, like, plus 50 XP, and you'll see it, like, right there.
Okay.
When you get the ball and you start driving, there'll be a drive goal. Sometimes it'll be, like, throw a touchdown pass to this player, or get a rushing touchdown with this player, or it'll be something like, get 40 yards rushing. On defense, the goal could be hold the other team to 20 yards or force the other team to punt, and then you'll see all your players get XP at once if you reach those goals. So it's kind of cool thing to get you more involved in, like, leveling up your players, and also encourage you to do things like spread the ball around more, because the XP getting gets a lot more. It's a lot more in your face. So you can tell if somebody's being neglected, like, right. they never get any XP, and it gets really obvious to you. So I thought that was a really cool way of doing it, incentivizing, like, distributing the ball, and kind of make.
Definitely sounds interesting. So.
Right, the XP thing for anything is really addictive.
Outside of that, just kind of plays like Madden.
They did make one really big change with the receivers this time. So you're used to, you snap the ball, you find out what receiver you want the quarterback to throw the ball to, you hit the button to that receiver, and then you wait for the receiver to catch the ball.
Right.
Now, after you throw the pass, you have three options. You actually can take control of the receiver before they get the ball. So you can tell them to do, like, a possession catch, catch the ball with a thought to running after they catch it, and then there's a jump, like, to go all out effort to catch the ball.
Okay.
So it kind of gives you a little more control over what the receiver does after they get the ball, because I always got sick of, like, throwing a short pass to the receiver and, like, having them catch the ball and fall over, because they were doing a possession catch, but I wanted them to run after they caught it. Or the receiver that would catch the ball in traffic and try to run with it at the same time and drop the ball as soon as they were touched. So now you have a little bit of control over which option the receiver chooses. And when you hit the button, you don't actually take control of the receiver, which would probably be disastrous because it's really hard to...
You would run off your line. Or...
Exactly. So you just hit the button and then wait for that option to take place and then take control.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, actually.
And on the opposite side of the ball, when you're on defense, the moment the pass is thrown, you could hit B to switch to the defensive player that's in charge of the assignment for that, whatever, who's being thrown to, and do the same thing, but for defense. So you can tell them to hit the receiver with a thought towards making the tackle or make a play on the ball. And same deal, you don't move the thumbstick around. You just kind of hit the button and then see the result. So you don't knock your defensive player off their track. So kind of a cool way getting you involved in something that you just watched before. that never right. it never really felt right, and now it does. So I think it's a subtle change, but it's very good for involving you more and instead of watching.
Cool.
So
well, I'm sure you'll be playing more of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll
And I now have both Madden games installed on my Xbox.
Right, because we are starting a Madden 15 season.
I deleted Madden 15 on Sunday. I'm like, okay, Madden's done.
And then Don asked.
And then Don's like, the next day, he's like, oh, let's start a Madden 15 league. I hate you, Don.
It's kind of late for that, isn't it? I mean,
well,
should be getting the new one.
Tony's getting the new one, but right. I don't know if any of the rest of
I don't know if the rest
of
you are,
yeah.
But...
And Madden 15 is free with EA Access. So.
Yeah, okay. I see.
Actually, all of the sports games from last year are currently available, yeah.
Yeah, I need to play NHL and I need to play FIFA.
I'm going to try the NBA game out.
I need to try that too. I've never played the...
But I want to see how bad it is because did not receive good reviews last year, so...
Received
okay reviews.
They were mediocre. Yeah, it's hard to play that game when NBA 2K is so very good.
Yeah, I haven't played a basketball game since the PlayStation 2, so.
Oh. You might not even notice the difference.
Right, this might actually not be bad.
Like, oh, this is fun. I enjoy this. I'm gonna try 2K.
You play anything else besides Madden and Titanfall?
That was it.
All right, I have a list here.
Oh boy.
But I guess let's talk about game streaming from Xbox to Windows 10. It works. I don't know what you would use it for though.
Yeah, I didn't even hear of that. That's weird. What the fuck?
You can stream from your Xbox to your PC, your Windows 10 PC.
Just in case you want to play on a smaller screen.
I don't really know what the purpose would be, like, and maybe I just don't have the proper setup for it, but you have to be on the same network as your Xbox. I actually put that inquiry out to Xbox support, and they said that you have to be on your PC needs to be on the same network as your Xbox. So
right.
It's not like I could be... you know, my parents' house and turn my Xbox on and play Madden from there. Like, I have to be in the same house,
what's
same
the
network,
point?
Whatever. Yeah, I'm kind of confused on it.
I have a point. I got
okay.
One. So I live in a small apartment.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have people over.
Okay.
Sleeping in our apartment. I'm in the bedroom.
Okay.
I go, like, days without playing my Xbox One because I just don't have access to it at night.
Okay.
You want to hide into a room and play it.
Right. Well, it's not just hiding into a room. It's like everybody goes to bed at like 11 o'clock, and
okay.
I'm awake till like 1, and I'm like, what do I do now?
Right. So like you could then stream it to your bedroom or whatever.
Right.
And... Okay, yeah. I could see that. Like, so I was like sitting here thinking like my Xbox is actually set up to kind of be my entertainment hub. Like that's where, like, you know, my family generally watches Amazon Instant Video or Netflix or movies or whatever, and the cable box is hooked up through it, so it can't multitask. Like I can't stream a game while they're watching television. Like it would just stream the TV to my PC. So not sure if I have any use for it, but Tony definitely puts up an interesting case for it.
Yeah, like when my in-laws are in town and I never get to.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I could see, like, that's actually, like, sometimes my wife is, like, she'll come out and for some reason she refuses to use the Pandora app on the Xbox. She uses it on the Blu-ray player. I think it's because if she uses it on the Xbox, it's hooked up to my Pandora account.
there you go.
And she has it hooked up, the Blu-ray player hooked up to her Pandora account, so... sometimes I'll come out and she's like playing music, but I guess I could just like boot up a game from there, and it wouldn't affect anything because it would just stream right to my PC. But it works fine. I didn't notice any lag. I played some Conquer and some Halo on it. Seemed fine.
Did you use an Xbox One controller?
I did.
Yeah.
Fozzie has joined us.
Hello.
I did use an Xbox One controller. The weird thing was, like, I didn't quite. At the beginning, I had a 360 controller plugged in, and Evanelli, you're supposed to be able to use a 360 controller, but it kept saying I didn't have a controller plugged in. So I just said ignore, and because where I was streaming it from was, you know, within like 10, 20 feet of my Xbox, I was actually just using the controller that was synced to my box and controlling it on my laptop. But yeah, evidently you can just plug it in. You use the charge cable and plug it into the PC and it should work. A 360 controller should also work, a wired 360 controller. But
aren't they coming out with the adapter for that though soon? The one?
For a wireless adapter? Yeah,
yeah.
I believe they are.
Yeah.
But
you
can use a one controller on the PC now. You just have to have it plugged in.
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
So, yeah, so there's that. So that's streaming. Let's see, I played a bunch of games though. I played all the way through Submerged. It's a 3D exploration platformer game. It's not very engaging.
Okay.
But if you have 5 hours and you want 1,000 achievement points, they're pretty easy to get.
I want to hear about Pac-Man, bro.
Pac-Man 256. Alright. Pac-Man 256 is the new game from Hipster Whale, the Crossy Road guys. And what it is it is an endless Pac-Man game. Where the back end of the map is being glitched out and it is chasing you. So you're always being pushed forward. And there's ghosts and they're different color ghosts do different things. Like there's like the pink ghost will charge at you, the gray ghost will chase you.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. There's so the different ghosts like will do different things. Go ahead, Jeff.
You're saying it's like a scrolling Pac-Man map?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't end.
Yeah, it never ends. Ooh. And
easy.
The other thing that's pretty cool about it is you have a loadout. Pac-Man has a loadout, and there are different power-ups that you get as you play. As you eat pellets, that's like your experience. But the loadouts, I think I have 5 of them right now. There's a laser beam that when you eat that, it just shoots a giant laser out of Pac-Man and destroys everything
in
its path.
Is there a button for that? Because I couldn't find that.
Nope. It's a button for the power-ups or a button to, like, access it?
No, to activate it.
So you go over the icon. So the laser beam is like a little orange thing. You eat that like you would a cherry or an apple, and it just instantly happens. And he'll shoot it out. And the level 1 laser is really short, like you only get like a couple bursts. But you can then spend coins that you're getting as you're playing the game and upgrade your laser. So currently my laser is at level 3 and it lasts for 8 seconds, just destroying everything in the way. Or you can like get a giant Pac-Man. There's like a freeze drop, which currently I have leveled up to, so 9 seconds, like everything on the map just freezes. It's all pretty interesting, and as you're moving up the map, like you're eating pellets. There's regular power pellets as well, which will turn the ghost so you can eat them. It's just a lot of fun, like, and it plays really well, which I was a little concerned about, because...
Yeah, I would be too.
It's Pac-Man on a touchpad, but you're just kind of like swiping where you want to go, and the paths are long enough that you're never having to make like really quick decisions. But it feels like Pac-Man.
like you can anticipate a turn and be like swipe whatever, and then he'll turn that turn when he gets there.
Well, I mean, like you're gonna like as he's coming up, you're gonna swipe left if you want to go left, and he'll do it right as you get there.
Swipe right for Pac-Man, man.
Swipe right for Pac-Man.
Turn down for Pac-Man.
Do you have to time it with the turn, or
can you... I mean, you can be it's pretty forgiving. So.
Okay. I would like that on Xbox, baby.
I think there's a very strong chance of it making it there, because
I can see that
in November, I believe, when they kind of launched the new dashboard for Xbox, it'll be like the Windows 10 dashboard, I guess. All those apps are supposed to be universal that come that like you can get on the Xbox Store or the Windows 10 App Store.
Windows is terrible. As far as their app store is concerned,
it's all right. I mean, there's some good stuff in there.
All right,
and it's not great, but they have Crossy Road, which leads me to believe that there's a chance that this Pac-Man game could end up there. It is just currently not available on Windows as a window app. So, but if I could play that with a controller,
oh man,
it'd be so fantastic.
Maybe
any Pac-Man in general.
Yeah.
See, there's certain basics we need on our new systems. I need poker. I need Pac-Man. Where are they?
Yeah, there's no poker, is there?
Well, maybe with that, you know, whatever fall update or whatever, we could get those, the 360 games that we had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hope.
Actually, I don't know. Is poker one of the backwards compatible games yet?
Well, one of them was published by Microsoft, like that Full House one or whatever. Like, that would be nice.
Backwards compatibility. Let's see, what's the list here? Oh, is there a poker game that is currently available?
There's not.
I can't think of one.
There's not. I've searched. I've been bitching about it for fucking months.
Yeah. Get a
computer. No, I was saying if one of the ones that were on Xbox 360 was available to the preview program, but it is not there yet.
They haven't released the list, though, for, like, the big update, right? Like, it's just...
No. And there's evidently some more new games are being added to the preview program this week, so...
Jeff, just get your laptop out. Play, like, Full Tilt or something.
It's not the same. And actually...
It is the same, and then you're playing against real people.
Full Tilt is, like... I forgot which one I was trying to play on. It was, like, broken and shit. Like, it wouldn't let me do anything. There was one, I want to say it's Full Tilt, where they said that like my account was restricted and they wouldn't let me play anything. I was just like, okay.
Well, you're not allowed to play with money on those sites.
No, and I wasn't trying. I mean, I know you can't do that anymore, but it wouldn't let me do, like, when I tried to enter a game, it gave me some sort of error, and I actually emailed their customer support and got no response. So I was just like, whatever, dude.
Nerd.
I know. Well, so I started playing, like, poker on Facebook, which is the same thing, you know, but it's not the same.
I played Zombie.
Woo! Zombie!
It was about 3 years now, right, Jeff?
U's
been about 3 years old. So the 3-year-old Zombie U... remake for Xbox One and PS4. It's still a really good game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as I was just doing a 3 for Thursday that I haven't, like, shared with you guys yet, but that game is on a list I am doing.
It's
like,
really good.
Yeah.
Please share with us, because we need articles.
I think I wrote it all last night. I just want to look over it again.
I'll look over it.
I think I went on longest about Zombie U. So just... And
never mind. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
The thing is, though, like, I mean, I'm sure it's fine on, like, on the new systems, but I want to say, like, you want to play that on Wii U. If you have Wii U, it's like
I don't think you need to. It's still very tense, because actually it might be slightly more tense because when you bring up your backpack. Your field of vision is distorted because you can't see because you're looking into your backpack. So it would just be like looking at the screen. So like all of that stuff is still there. You're still totally vulnerable when you're doing those things.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's completely fine and completely doable. Like, I'm sure there's workarounds to everything that they did with the gamepad, but it's just like a neat thing.
I mean, it's the best example of what that gamepad can do.
Still, it's a launch title.
Yeah.
And they're not made by Nintendo.
Yeah, and not made by Nintendo.
Gotcha.
But yeah, if you're looking for a survival horror type game, that game is really fun.
I'll wait for it to be a free game.
It's possible. Ubisoft games have been known to show up pretty consistently. So, let's see. What else did I play? I played some more Halo. I don't really need to talk about that, though.
You love Halo?
Yeah.
I'm worried, though. I have my concerns about the new one.
I know. I saw. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I finished Halo 1 with my son. So he has finished a Halo game. And we're working on Halo 2 now.
How old is he?
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God. Got some kids.
Yeah. And I'm playing Halo 3 by myself. That game is still really good. All of those Halo games are still really good. And then I played some MOBAs.
Oh, well, lost me there.
I started to download Smite last night and stopped.
So I played a game of Smite on Xbox One. That's a game.
You weren't smitten.
It's okay. Smitten. I am not pulled in by this genre. They're okay. They are good time wasters. I just don't get the like utter devotion. I'm never gonna play another game. Type of mentality some people get for these games, though.
I mean, I have never played one, so I can't speak to it either way. But I mean, I guess it's the type of game you could do that if you want to. I just don't know why you'd want to. Like, there's always new shit coming out that seems fun, and I don't know.
I think that's my bigger problem. Is like I want to play other stuff, and to get really good at these, you kind of have to devote all of your time to playing them. But Heroes of the Storm and Smite are good for beginners, I guess. They're kind of forgiving. Heroes of the Storm is fun. I actually logged into that because if you own Diablo 3 on PC, they were giving away a free character. So I have that. Yeah, that game's fun. Diablo. Heroes of the Storm's fun too, but Diablo's more fun. And Smite is kind of cool. It has the characters are gods from like different pantheons. So you have like Roman gods, Hindu gods, Chinese, Egyptian, Norse. I think I might
Persian.
Be. Is there Persian? I don't know if there's any Persian gods. I didn't see any. I'm sorry, Fozzie.
Okay.
You're always forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, that game's okay. I might play a little bit more of it. I don't know.
I was having problems with my internet last night, so that's why I stopped downloading it. But I don't know. It looked fun to me. Like, I would, for free, I'd try it out.
I did okay.
Oh.
I was playing as some archer. I don't remember what her name was. She was an Egyptian. She was
Artemis?
An Egyptian goddess.
What was my goddess knowledge? Artemis?
No. She actually killed me a couple times in the match that we played. she's Roman, right?
Who?
Sure. Artemis.
Greek, I
what?
Think.
I don't
Greek.
Know.
Yeah.
It's all Greek to me.
Let's
quote Shakespeare here. Let's do it. Everybody's read Julius Caesar. I know you have.
Let's see, I will. Not that anybody cares, but I will I'll tell you. I was playing as...
We just had culture on the show, by the way. There was culture there. There was culture from Jeff. There was culture from me. So we're cultured people.
I was playing...
Talked about the Persians.
We did.
The Egyptian god. I don't know who that is.
Also read Othello and Titus.
Neith, the Egyptian war goddess. So, she had a bow and arrow. It's cool. So yeah, played that. They're fun, I guess. I don't know.
Fuck MOBAs.
Yeah.
Madden 16 just froze.
Fuck the Knicks.
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5. Let's see. Let's do some news, and then we can talk about why Tony is fearful for Halo 5.
I'm kind of with Tony at this point. I don't know.
All right, we'll get there in a second. I don't have much news here, so it won't take long. Kerbal Space Program was announced for Xbox One.
Ooh, I missed that news.
Yeah, that just happened today. So
that could afternoon. Be actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's I think that's really fun.
I like, yeah.
I mean, that game is enjoyable on the PC, and I think it'll make a good transition to the ID at Xbox program. Yeah. So, I don't know if that's a game for you, Jeff.
No, probably not.
You don't want to build spaceships and send little creatures to space?
I want to shoot spaceships out of the sky.
Okay. I guess, what was it, D23? Is that the Disney conference, I guess, that just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they announced a Darth Vader-inspired PS4 and DualShock 4.
All that?
Yeah, I don't know, the console looks okay, I guess. The controller's kind of ugly. But I guess the cool thing about it is that they're going to... If you buy that pack, you're going to get a voucher for 4 downloadable Star Wars games that have been remastered. Super Star Wars, Star Wars Racer Revenge...
Oh, they remastered these?
I guess.
Like, update graphics?
They're going to have trophy support, so trophy support and improved graphics. Jedi Starfighter and Bounty Hunter.
I actually like Starfighter a lot. That came out, what, N64?
Starfighter was a PS2 game, I thought.
Yeah. I think most of them
PS2
are.
PS2 and GameCube.
Super...
What was the one that came out? Not the Pod Racer.
Jedi Starfighter, I think, was like a... I think it was a PS2 game. I remember playing it there.
Yeah, I think most of them are, except for Super Star Wars. You know what? Like, that's cool. I wonder if they'll, like, put those games up on the shop just...
Better.
Either. Yeah, right?
Like, they have to.
Yeah, I mean, there'll probably be, like, some sort of... There'll be, like, a delayed exclusivity, but they'll probably release them.
Never. I can wait.
Yeah. I'm not gonna buy that...
I don't know, like, it's always weird, because, like, people get excited for these consoles that come out, but most people I follow, don't they already have consoles? I mean, are we really waiting for these? I just kind of wish, like, we're so far into video games and knowing kind of what people want. It's like, these things, there should be, like, color options from the get-go. There shouldn't be, you know, 2 or 3 years in. You kind of know what you're getting into at this point. You know?
Right.
Why is this coming out when a lot of your fan base, I don't know, is kind of just slapped in the face. I wouldn't really
about
say slapped
30,
in the face,
30
but...
million PlayStation 4 owners out there.
Right.
You know, so what do you think? People are going to sell it, get like this color? It doesn't make sense.
Some people do. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's crazy people like, you know, Ryan is with his Apple phones and everything, but you know, they're the select few. They're not.
It's not true. Norm. But then again, these consoles never come in really big runs. Like, there's not very many of them.
Right.
So.
I just think at this point, like, there should be some color options. You know, it doesn't all be black. I just don't see what exactly the huge deal would be making that happen.
Yeah, like there's little reason that they could not have released like a black and a white Xbox One.
Right. Or, you know, like, I don't know, like a blue one or like a green one. I mean, there's just, I don't know, it's just silly that.
We'll say that Halo 5 Xbox One.
It looks good.
It's very pretty.
And I would love to get that controller.
That controller is nice.
Xbox controllers for some odd reason.
If you have four already, there's no reason to get that one.
Right. As I also, sit here and stare at my Halo Reach Xbox 360.
I do. I don't have the Reach one. I have the. I do have. Was the Reach one the gray one?
Gray one.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
That makes a sound when you turn it on.
Yeah, it's so good. I like that one. That was when I upgraded to the like.
I almost
model.
Bought that Star Wars 360.
That one was cool, so rad, dude.
Yeah, the R2-D2
made the R2-D2 noises.
You know what? Like, I think Dub or someone got them. Maybe he got the Gears of War one.
He got the Gears one, and he was not happy with it.
And no, because like the sound was so quiet, like it didn't. It just like it was like, I don't know if it was a chainsaw or what it was, but
yeah, like that's the thing about
really
Gears.
Dumb.
Like the Gears, the iconic sound from Gears, the chainsaw. That's not like a sound you want coming out of your Xbox.
Right.
I will take the R2-D2 though. Like. Sure. I remember I was at GameStop when that came out. Someone traded it in at one point, so we got to like play with it, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's awesome! Want it?"
Also, you just kind of want to smack that person, and be like, "Why did you trade this in? This is
right?
awesome,
fucking dumbass! Like, why did you waste all- whatever?"
And you traded it in the GameStop. You could have sold this, like, made way more money.
I know,
because it's a collector's item, and crazy Star Wars fans will pay for
yes,
it.
Yes, and GameStop. Least while I was still there, like they didn't treat that as a separate SKU.
It was just a regular item, right? Like a regular Xbox.
It was a Slim 360,
yeah.
Or whatever it was, whatever the hard drive was. It's like, whatever. That kind of pisses me off because that does have more value than a regular, you know.
Right. It was 60. Done in a limited run, and anyway, let's see. This one will make. I guess Don was not very upset about it, but I did tell him about it. Rainbow Six Siege was delayed about a month
was
and a
it?
Half.
Yeah, oh, that's
yeah. I told him first. He was like, no!
When I clicked on it, I thought it was going to say
it's not true.
I mean, at least it's this year. And
yeah,
it's, like...
it's only 6 weeks, so 7 weeks.
You know, and it's December is not a crowded field, although I would much rather have Just Cause. I think that's December, isn't it?
Yes, yep. It's same day, actually, December 1st.
Oh, really?
Just Cause,
yeah,
and Rainbow
fuck
Six.
Rainbow Six.
Right.
Like, Just Cause, I have a feeling it's going to be amazing. But...
It looks.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I remember seeing this in the last week. You do get Just Cause 2 with it on Xbox.
Will yes. Just Cause have, or the third one, have multiplayer? Have they confirmed that at all?
I don't know.
They did not. Oh. That's not at launch, they said.
Have you ever played the multiplayer for that game?
On the PC, no. I have.
Oh my god, it's so much fun. Because in first off, this was fan-made. Like, someone literally modded it so that it had multiplayer. But they had it so that, like, there's, like, hundreds of people that could be in one server at the same time. So, like, you can go into an airport and it's just, like, all these people are flying everything. People are, like, latching on to these airplanes.
This is chaos.
It's, like, absolute just nonsense. Like, people are, like, driving cars into these planes. So much fun. That would be cool, though. I'd definitely get down with that.
Yeah, I don't know who Don's going to play Rainbow Six with, though.
Siege? I'll play that.
In December, I mean.
Right. Like,
I'm
maybe...
going to have all... Well, no, I'm going to have all these other games that I already bought.
I'll play it.
Yeah,
Siege.
Yeah, that's like
$3.
A yeah. I just feel like Siege is going to be like a $30 game,
right?
Real soon.
Yeah, like in February.
Like by February, yeah, exactly. And that'd be a good timing to play because, like, you know, I don't know what's coming out next spring. I could think.
Well, there's a lot coming out, but probably not in February. I don't think.
Right.
It's always a
or chance. Like March, April.
Well, March, April might be pretty fucking, like, there might be, like, Doom and shit in that time frame, you know? Isn't it? Like, they haven't set the date for that, have they?
They said early next year, so.
There's a bunch of spring games. I remember that.
Doom, Uncharted 4.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So.
Ratchet and Clank.
Ooh, God, yeah.
Sony's finally going to have games.
Hey, we get a game from them next week. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not going to be amazing, but...
Metal Gear?
No, Until Dawn next week. Metal Gear the week after.
Dude, I'm excited for it, like, I just because the premise.
Yeah. I've heard good things, actually, so...
About what? Until Dawn or
Until Dawn. Until Dawn. I've heard good things about Metal Gear as well. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hesitant on Metal Gear.
No.
I'm scared.
That game has warning signs everywhere.
No.
I'm sure it'll be fine if you like Metal
Gear. Oh, Ground Zeroes was amazing.
It wasn't, though.
It wasn't to me. I fucking played it for 5 minutes. I'm like, these controls are fucked. Everyone
what are you talking about?
Me.
Those controls are night and day better than the...
than other Metal Gear games.
Yeah. So it makes it good by default. Shut up, all of it.
I thought Ground Zeroes was okay. Like, it was not a $30 demo, but...
I downloaded it. I was, like, trying to get inside of that fenced-in base or whatever, and I'd always get caught as immediately. Like, no matter what I was doing, I was just like, you know what?
Well, then you're just bad at the game.
And that game's bad. That game's bad at me, though.
I wish I had streamed when I played through Ground Zeroes, because you can pretty much do it in, like, one sitting. I am the worst Metal Gear player. But, like, my strategy is basically just kill everybody. And I'm running around in a circle as, like, the AI is chasing me, and, like, around that tank area. it was absurd and awesome. But I go to Metal Gear for the crazy story, and I'm not hearing that, like, there's a lot of story in this, so.
No.
Well, you don't know for sure yet.
That's true.
I don't go to Metal Gear for shit. I've tried that series over and over and over, and I'm sorry. Because I know everyone, like, it seems like everybody loves that series, and I just...
Hell yeah.
I'd rather play Splinter Cell. Like, that makes me feel like a stealthy badass, and Metal Gear just makes me feel like a clunky dumbass. Like, what am I doing? How come I can't... What? And then I just get killed.
It's very gamey.
I honestly don't think that Metal Gear should be played for stealth anyways.
Well, it's not a straight action. Like, I don't know, dude. Whatever.
Kill everybody, Jeff. Just kill everybody.
I can't. I just fucking get spotted, and I'll shoot one guy, and then I'm dead.
Play it on easy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Final thing I got here is there was a bunch of Destiny news.
That never ends. They were on the cover of this month's Game Informer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They're changing a lot.
Where are the people still playing?
There are lots of people still playing.
I know.
There shouldn't be, though.
Why are...
Y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
But apparently, they're pulling like a Diablo, and they're going to make the game like good now or
good,
something?
Good, yeah. The Taken
like, after
King
2 years?
Changing a lot of the broken... shit that's been going on in that game. They're changing leveling completely. They're getting rid of the light level. The light level's still there, but it's more in regards to basically telling you how powerful you are. Your level is actually just tied to experience now. That's all nonsense stuff. Like they're getting rid of the different marks. They're going to consolidate the 72 different, you know, currencies they have into just a few. They're giving more quests. Like,
so isn't this new DLC like $40 though?
Yes.
But if you buy the game, it's 60, and you get this plus all the other DLCs, correct?
If you buy, yeah, if you go and buy the Taken King at the store, it's,
right.
I believe it's $60, and it gives you all the content complete.
So how much would it cost me that since I own the game?
Well, do you
have to take a name plus like all the other shit? But I don't have anything else.
I would just go buy.
I don't have like House of Woods and everything, or House of Wolves or whatever.
Yeah, I would just go buy the Taken King like retail.
Yeah, which
version.
Is fucking bullshit.
Well, otherwise it's going to cost you $80 to get everything.
I know.
So
it doesn't make sense.
It's like, it's not fair.
$80 when I already own the game.
Well, it cost you $80 to get the Taken King and the two.
Which is insanity.
Expansions.
It costs
more
to buy it there.
Right. Don't. Like, that's why I'm telling you. Like, if you want to get back into it, just go buy the Taken King retail.
I know.
Don't go. Don't, like, I need to get House
just,
of Wolves.
It should
Dark
be like
don't
something where it's
that.
Like it acknowledges that I have it. So it should be like, I don't know, $40 for the Taken King plus all the air expansions for it.
It should
shouldn't be. It shouldn't cost me $80.
This screams Activision knows how to make money off of this, and this is how.
Oh, it screams that I won't play
don't
this.
Don't give into it.
So,
yeah, don't give into it, Fozzie. Don't do
I'm,
it.
I'm not.
Fuck
again,
it.
Like. I'm not going to buy the game again just to buy the DLC to save $20.
Do it. No, but you're just buying the DLC to save $20.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, though.
Just do it.
No. I won't.
Anyway.
That game forever.
There was a bunch of, I think it was at E3, maybe right after E3, there was, like, that Eurogamer interview where... Bungie came off really bad.
Bad press.
In that interview.
Throw money at the screen.
Yes,
throw money at the screen.
Yes, that was the throw money at the screen interview. Where, you know, if you buy, like, the collector's edition for this, you get, like, a bunch of cool shit, but there's no reason for new players, like, for old players to buy the collector's edition because, like, you already have most of that content. And there's some stuff you can only get through the collector's edition. Well, they finally announced that, like, if you have been playing for the year, that there's a bunch of stuff that you'll be able to get that isn't available to other people. It's not.
Oh, God damn it.
It's nothing. It's nothing like crazy. It's a ghost shell that makes the ghost gold. It's an emblem.
Like my Nolan North, a little bit golden.
Right. Like you'd have a gold Nolan North. It's an emblem, a shader, which is a full black shader, I believe, and a sparrow, which is like the hover bike. It's a full black sparrow as well. So you can get all that shit if you are level 30 by August 31st.
Oh, God.
And then you have to buy and play the Taken King before February 1st of next
year.
That's
way too tough.
I won't do any of this. Fuck you.
I am already level 30, so.
Buddy. Freaking die. Oh, make that field goal. Yeah, get it.
But if you don't get the Taken King, you'll still get all the updates to the base game. So, evidently going back and playing the base game now.
Is it actually fun?
I don't know if it'll be fun, Tony. I can't guarantee that.
Make promises.
It'll be better, I think. Or that's what they're saying. Don't hold your breath. If you didn't like Destiny before, you probably aren't going to like it again.
No, I don't think I will.
There were things to like in it. Like when
I mean, it wasn't awful.
It was pretty awful. But...
Like, you know, the actual first-person shooting part of it, the part that Bungie knows what they're doing.
The mechanics were great.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The actual execution of those mechanics, however, that's things to be desired.
It's just the level design and shit. It was just
story was terrible. You could just jump around. There was no fun in that.
Also, fuck the tower. Just...
Yes.
Tower. Is the tower still a thing?
Yeah.
People go there and do nothing.
But there's going to be more reason for the tower to exist. You'll be going and there'll be quest givers there, and you don't have to go back to the tower to turn in bounties anymore. So you won't have to spend as much time in the tower. That's what I hear. Anyway, but Halo 5.
Oh no,
Halo.
I guess they announced a big team battle won't be in the game at launch. This kind of threw up some red flags for Tony.
Yes, it did. It screams, we're not sure if the online is going to work, so we can't have that many people in the game at one time.
See, I don't think
fingers
that,
crossed I don't, that it I works.
I don't think that that's why it's out. I have a feeling that they want what's it, Warzone? Their new mode, which is where you can like spend real money and buy packs and stuff.
Right.
That's a big team battle. Like
that's how they're selling it. They're saying you don't need big team battle because we have this other thing.
You don't need split screen because you don't.
Yeah, they keep telling me why I don't need things. I get worried when people start saying that. Like, I had this thing before, I really liked it. Now you're telling me I don't need it because you have this other thing, and I get a little nervous. And
yeah, I don't think
if they had a history of, this last Halo game, this was awesome. You were worried, but look, everything was great. But that's not what the history is. The history is we released this last thing and it didn't work.
Well,
and
I mean, the last
10 months and months after launch, it still didn't work. So,
and also they have a history of like there's just certain things you expect from Halo, and to go, this is not in it because of this, and this is, you don't need split screen. I couldn't do it because blah blah blah. Bullshit, dude.
Right. My trust was broken. Like, if my trust wasn't broken, it'd be fine. I don't have the same faith in them giving me what they're telling me they're going to give me that I had in Bungie. Because they've broken that level of trust that I had before.
Sure. That said, I don't think it has anything to do with the game not going to work at launch. Like, I think the game will work fine at launch. I do think that this is a business decision. They want people to play Warzone, so we're going to take away big team battle.
They're trying to do that Splatoon format where they're going to trickle the game out to you, and it'll feel like they're rewarding you.
I'm a squid now. I'm a kid now.
On the topic of split screen, though, I think that that's more a thing where it's they want to make sure that this game runs at 1080p and in 60 frames a second. And that's not possible.
Okay, we're living in the future. You're gonna tell me they can't fucking do that? Come on, man.
Do you know how split screen works, Jeff?
Yeah, it splits your screen in half.
Yes. Do you know how the processing of it actually works, though?
No.
It actually is running an instance of each game in each square, in
all
each
right,
sector.
I get but N64 has done that. Like, come on.
Oh, I didn't know N64 had these graphics and this amount of people.
N64 wasn't running at 1080p at 60 frames a second.
Well, I'm saying, dude, like, what is whatever?
You're not listening to us. God
like,
damn
what,
it, Epic.
The reason...
I expect something next gen out of this next gen. You know, something that's like, wow, you can't do this.
It is next gen. It's graphics.
It's next gen. It's broken.
And don't like it. Get on your old shit.
I am fully on board with, like, I wish they had split screen. I mean, as I'm playing through the entire Halo franchise right now with my son.
Yeah,
and, like,
you
the new one.
Like,
yes, but, like, if you're going to tell me that, like, you're going to give me a lesser experience or it's going to run at 30 frames a second.
Of course you're going to say that, though.
No, that's not, like, something made up. Like, the game will look noticeably worse if they had to do split screen for this.
Right.
Okay, then do it, and then, those people can deal with it. The people that want to do that will deal with the whatever,
No, but what they're worried about more is that they're getting their ass handed to them by Sony. And the big thing that, like, people throw at the Xbox is they can't run games at 1080p and 60 frames a second. If their biggest game can't run at 1080p and 60 frames a second, they're fucked. I mean, they're already fucked as it is, but you're more fucked if Halo doesn't come out and is not the best looking Xbox game. Like, the might as well just pack it in.
Pack it in.
By the way, I just said right, and the game switched me to the right end. I think the Kinect actually will switch me to player if I say what position you're at. I think that's pretty cool.
See, we're living in the future.
Future.
That's
future.
The Kinect. Kinect. The Kinect is the
past.
Future.
The Kinect, which
face
no
mask.
One uses except me, apparently.
Personal foul, face mask, 15, y'all.
There are actually penalties in this Madden. They call me for penalties. They call the other team for penalties.
What?
In 2000, in Madden 15, never got called for penalties. Ever.
Never.
But
please raise
the question. Let me ask a question about penalties, because I've never understood how they work in Madden. Like, are they just random?
Yeah, I was
are you doing anything that's actually, like,
Oh yeah, you can do things like run off sides or.
Right, right. I know, like that. So, but
sometimes
like,
you can hit.
I guess if you're like a DB, you can like tackle the receiver. And...
Right.
On occasion, like in past Maddens, I would get called for holding.
Uh-huh.
I am not controlling an offensive lineman.
No.
Like, why is my guy holding?
That stuff is random.
That would always piss me off. So, I guess like a real holding call would piss off a coach, but.
Oh no, I threw it
in. Oh, god damn everything.
So, Jeff, you're gonna host a game show here for us.
Yeah, welcome to the first ever fucking Perfectly Sane Show game show.
Oh, like the cut of your jive.
So why don't you run down what we're going to be doing here.
Okay, we're going to do three rounds. Each round one is trivia. Round two, I will be giving you Metacritic quotes, and you have to guess the game. And round
are
three...
Are we each playing individually?
Yes, you're playing individually. I'll get into that in a minute. Round three is I will play a clip of a song for you, and you have to guess the game. And you have to guess the exact game. You can't just be like, oh, that sounds like Mario. You have to say, that's Mario 3. All right?
Okay.
The way it works is round one, you get a point each for correct answers. Round two, you get 2 points. And the final round, you could use your accumulated points to wager. So if you hear a sound clip and you think that you really know that song, you can bet all your accumulated points. And you could also lose them if you're wrong. And that will determine the winner. I don't know if you followed all that, but you will as it goes.
I did, but I don't think it matters.
And
trivia, Metacritic, music.
We're going honor system on this. No fucking Googling. You get to blurt out your answer when you got it, but don't steal someone else's answer unless you would have answered that way. You know. Honor.
Sure.
Honor.
Honor. I'm all about honor.
A lot of these questions are really easy. I was trying to like. I think you'll have problems with the music part at the end, a little bit, but and there's a few hard questions, but most of them are really easy. So at least in my opinion, I think that's what will be the fun of it is seeing like who knows what, like things that you think are like really easy, maybe someone else might not know. So I don't know.
I'm gonna fuck this up royally.
Yeah, this is gonna be terrible, but we'll.
All right, gentlemen, you ready? You need a beer? You need to go.
I'm going. Let's do it.
All right. Welcome to round one. Remember, 1 point each for these. And like I said, a lot of these, I think, are there's some real fucking softballs. All right, first question, guys.
Wait, how do I buzz in?
You just say, you blurt out your answer when you're ready. And
Jeff will decide who called it first.
Okay.
And I will try to keep score. first question. This GameCube game began development as an N64 title named Dinosaur Planet.
Star Fox Adventure. Star Fox Adventures.
Okay.
Dinosaur Planet. Wait, for which system? Tony? For which system?
It was a GameCube game that started as an N64 game called Dinosaur Planet.
Yeah, Star Fox Adventures. Give me my points.
All right, Fozzie gave his answer. Chris and Tony. Oh, everyone can skip their answer.
I'm going to abstain. I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Dinosaur
Planet. No answer from Chris?
I have nothing.
It's free to guess in the first round.
Yeah, but if I have absolutely no clue.
You could be like, I don't know, Mario.
Why would you not just pick the answer that I said and just been like, hey.
Well, it's the honor system. You can't steal from, like, unless you.
What?
Feel
what do you mean?
Honor system works as if you answer a question, everyone gets the answer, right? But if it's not, you can't just steal from the other person and go, oh, yeah.
I would say what came into my head, and there was probably no Turok game for the GameCube, but Turok
was what I thought of too. Like,
all right, so you guys are going Turok?
Sure.
All right, Fozzie has the first point. It was Star Fox Adventures.
Okay. Fozzie's up 1 point.
All right. I'm in. Done. I quit. I win.
All right, this is a real softball. Which actors played Mario and Luigi in the 1993 film adaptation of Super Mario Brothers?
It's a softball if you know the answer. The guy who died.
I fucking just drew blanks.
Hey, John Leguizamo. Fucking Jamook / mustache guy. I don't know.
He did just die too, didn't he?
He did. Mario died. God damn it.
I hate being on the spot. This information will come to me at work tomorrow.
It will. You'll be like...
I thought this is the one that everyone would get. Like, this is like... I thought it's super easy.
Not easy at all.
Alright, I don't have any.
Is this like fucking like a book report? You know John Leguizamo is correct.
Alright, so... Chris, you got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Tony?
You got nothing.
Bozzi?
I got a personal file for a face mask. God damn.
I got John Leguizamo.
Okay, he's saying John Leguizamo. He was Luigi.
You are half correct, Fozzie. The other actor.
I'm winning.
You get nothing on that.
What?
Oh.
Me?
Bob Hoskins is the dead.
You're a tough master.
Oh wait, he gets no point for that.
He had to get the whole question.
Oh, okay.
John Leguizamo, Luigi. Such a weird choice for Luigi, but whatever.
You're weird.
That whole movie was a weird choice.
There was nothing good about that movie. Right. So.
Not gonna argue you guys there, but
Jags won.
Super Bowl bound.
Yeah. Oh,
God. All right, guys. Ready for question three?
Sure.
No. Give me some more of these softballs.
I want another softball that I can fail miserably on.
I thought most of these were softballs, but okay. All right, question three. This first-generation video game console came packaged with plastic overlays you could place on your TV to enhance games and simulate color graphics.
Oh, God.
Odyssey?
Okay.
I'm going to say that's 2600. It's probably wrong, but...
I'm agreeing with Chris.
Okay, Fozzie gets a second point.
Fozzie's going to win.
The Odyssey.
He's going to have the only points come the last fucking round.
Good day.
We might not have to have a last round.
Man. All
good
net.
Job, Fozzie.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys ever seen those things?
I have never seen an Odyssey, actually.
No, have you ever seen, like, I've seen, like, YouTube.
The overlay? No.
Yeah.
Those I haven't.
Ridiculous.
I just remember not, 26, not having that, so.
Yeah. Oh, I just looked up what they are there. Ugly as fuck.
There's just like just little like plastic things.
Yeah, the soccer. That's tennis.
How would it work? Like, is it just like? Obviously, it's not like per TV.
It would just, dude. It was like really random. Like, just kind of give some life to like just little lights on your TV. Like, I don't know, dude. You're talking like
The tennis one is hysterical. It's basically Pong, but it's there's like a tennis court overlay that you put over your television. Like,
yeah. Not much to it.
What's question four?
Alright. I hope someone gets this. I have a feeling Fozzie might get his third point here. Alright. What video game featured live action footage of nude strippers on Xbox and GameCube?
Hey-o.
It was censored for
BMX XXX.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, I think
wait,
we all know
finish
that
it.
One.
What
I,
were
guys,
you saying?
Are you sure on it? Alright. What game featured live action footage of nude strippers on Xbox and GameCube, but it was censored for its PS2 release?
Yeah.
BMX XXX, right?
I don't remember BMX XXX having it on the Xbox, but I remember the GameCube specifically had it. But I would still say BMX XXX.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah.
He said the same thing.
You guys are all correct. A point on the board.
Yeah.
Those are the softballs we need. Bring in more women.
I have it for Xbox, but I never played it.
Give us more porn questions.
Yeah. Get on.
Well, I have another sports-related one. This one's hard, though. This is, I think, the hardest question I have in the whole thing. This sports game's GameCube version is one of the few sports games ever made to become rare and valuable on any system.
Sport game
for GameCube, and it's one of the only sports games that has, you know, gone up in value since its release. You know how most sports games are like under $1 now.
Yeah. I'm going to say Super Mario Strikers.
Okay.
With GameCube, you said?
GameCube sports game. It was on other consoles. So, Fozzie, if you want to...
Oh, God damn it.
It's the GameCube version of this game is one of the few sports
games. Why are these all Nintendo questions? I just want to know.
I noticed after I wrote them that a lot of them were GameCube related.
And yeah. Boy.
It's gonna get harder.
PGA Tour 2002.
Okay.
Sports. Dude, these are tough, man.
This is a tough one. This is a real tough one. This is one I learned. So I had to
be worth more. They're tough. Again, I can't trust you.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Napo? Yep.
I have no idea.
You are all incorrect. It is NCAA College Basketball 2K3.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Was there a reason for that, though?
Because the 2K games on GameCube, they didn't make a lot of them.
Okay. So it was a limited run. And.
Yeah, yeah. I actually used to have the NCAA football one on GameCube 2K3.
You're telling me that Nintendo Super Mario Strikers hasn't gone up in value?
It has. No, it has, but this is one of the only Source games that has... I'm sure Strikers is up there, but this game.
Yeah, I don't know about these. I don't know about these. Questions are loaded.
the College Basketball 2K3.
To be fair, the person asking the questions is
loaded.
Hey, don't blame me because you guys don't know who played fucking like Mario.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying you're loaded.
All right. What's the sixth question?
All right, this is the last.
Technology. What's happening?
Last question. Go ahead. Round. What console had a surprise launch during the first ever E3?
Fuck, what was it, like 20 something years ago? Mm-hmm. So 1990.
Super Nintendo.
It was exactly 20 years ago.
Yeah. 20, I'm going to say PlayStation 1.
Okay.
95. The Saturn.
Okay.
Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
You're going Super Nintendo?
Yeah, it wasn't, but I have no idea.
Damn it, I want to change it, but I can't because I would have not guessed that if it wasn't for Chris answering.
Chris,
so I gotta stick with PS1.
You can't. You have to. It's too late.
I know.
Chris was correct. It was the Sega Saturn. It was announced before then, but at their E3 press conference, they're like, "It's $400."
Right now,
guess what? Yeah. It's out today.
I always get that mixed up with the Dreamcast.
I always mix it up with the 32X for some reason, even though the 32X was just like a precursor to it.
Yeah, the 32X was awesome.
I had that. I honestly didn't know how to play games on it. Someone just bought it for me. Like, yeah, I didn't know you had to put extra power cord or whatever. I think I was missing something to it. And
fucking Frank.
Someone gave it to me.
I had the old Genesis with the side loading. Sega CD.
That's what I had.
And then the 32X. And then there was the one, there was the top loading thing that you could play Master System games on. And that had to go into the 32X. I had like Transformer Voltron Genesis thing going on.
You had a fucking Frankenstein system.
It was
back
so
in the
awesome.
90s. Yeah. I just had the Sega CD, which was real disappointing for me. But.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, that piece of trivia always just stuck out in my mind. The fact that you would just be like, this console's available now. And I guess the thing about it is that like surprise announcement of the Saturn really pissed off basically everybody. Like the retailers, the developers, the publishers, they were all fucking pissed because they didn't have any preparation.
Oh, was it Saturn exclusive like stuff? Like it was only made by Sega?
That would be a terrible announcement, wouldn't it? Because the publishers are like,
yeah, like they're.
Hey, I don't have any games for this system.
A fall release, right? And they're.
I'm
like,
supposed to be developing games for what? Huh? And now I have my entire game is pissed at me. Like, why don't you have any games for the system? Because I didn't know it existed.
That might be why the Saturn did not last very long.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was definitely why. But I did hear it was cool system, like good games on it.
I thought it just had Knights and maybe Plasma, Dragoon, Orta, or whatever the fuck it was called. Those are the only games it had.
I remember playing a helicopter game on it. Blue Stinger. Does that sound right?
No, that came out on Dreamcast. They come out
Dreamcast? There. I played a helicopter game on the Saturn. It wasn't very good. Yeah, no, Blue Stinger was not a helicopter game. Yeah, that was a Dreamcast game. You're right. It was something. There was a helicopter game I played on it. It was terrible though.
Terrible.
I don't know, I'm sure it holds a place in some people's hearts. The good old Saturn. All right, so that's round one, guys.
All right.
Round one sucked.
Actually, it's turned out better than I thought, points-wise. Not for you, Tony.
Not for me.
Chris and Fozzie are tied at 2 points apiece.
What?
Tony has Fozzie has three.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Damn it, you can't even keep track of the points.
I have a spreadsheet going.
All right, Fozzie has 3 points.
There's some racist bullshit going on here.
And let's remember, Chris, since you're helping me with this, it's 2 points each now for round two.
2 points each, okay.
Okay.
All right. And how many questions are there?
Round two has 4 questions.
Okay.
Some of these...
Tell me they're not getting harder.
Oh, it's going to get hard. Because, all right, here's how it goes in round two. I'm going to read you a quote from a Metacritic review of a game, and you
this,
have to...
This is
oh
going
to
be so bad. All right, it's going to be great. Let's
this
do
is
it.
Dumb.
All right. First one. Game Zone said of this game, the board brings the franchise to life in remarkable ways. There's a decent variety of game modes, and the 80s look is a nice touch.
Board game. Okay.
The board brings the franchise to life in remarkable ways.
Let's see. When did Metacritic come out anyway?
Metacritic will all be modern-ish games. I'll say that much.
It's got to be Monopoly.
Okay.
I'm going to say Mario Party 8.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sonic Shuffle.
All right. You guys are all wrong. The answer is Tony Hawk Ride.
Perfect. We're going to go that route.
The board, okay.
Can at least
that was
be like
the
games
dumb...
that we've like played or like
did anybody played?
Hey, the board, that should have been a big clue.
Well, we all thought board game.
I thought you meant like board game.
The board brings the franchise to life in remarkable ways. I could give you another quote from PlayStation Official Magazine, which said, "It is pure frustration made into plastic."
Let's see, that one's better. That would have been better. Yep. I don't know if we would have got it, but...
Oh.
Okay. All right, so no points on that round.
All right.
Oh. All
right. All right, this one is, I think, pretty hard as well, because you're going to have to really think about when... Well, just listen to the quote, and maybe I'll help you.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is from Gaming Age. This is their review of this game. "My issues with the game lie within the fact that while I was playing it, I wish I was playing something else. I wanted to play Bioshock for its heavy atmosphere and compelling story, or Mass Effect because I finally appreciate the dialogue trees and voice acting. In this game, most of my decisions could be argued for the inconsequential feeling I associated with them. That's never a good thing, so it either means that this game wasn't my particular cup of tea, or that it was actually boring at times." Now, the way to help you through this is think about what game... A big game that came out when Bioshock and Mass Effect came out. I want to say the same year.
I'm going to go with Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Okay.
Can you repeat that quote?
Basically, while they were playing it, they felt kind of bored and they wanted the story and atmosphere of Bioshock and the dialogue trees and voice acting of Mass Effect, and they felt like their decisions in this RPG were inconsequential.
Final Fantasy 13.
Okay.
I'm going to say Too Human.
It's probably a better answer.
All right, so we got Too Human from Fozzie, Final Fantasy 13 for Chris.
Sure.
And Oblivion for Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, it was Fallout 3, so you guys...
Damn it, I was so close.
You were at least the right developer.
Yeah, you were really close. All right, that one I thought would be tough. This one,
I just tried to pick a boring RPG.
This one, I think that some people will score points on this one. Okay. This one is from a Metacritic user, not a professional critic.
Oh, that's gonna make it even better.
All right.
Perfect.
Fantastic graphics, good gameplay, and fairly non-linear objectives made the first few levels really enjoyable, but I quickly became increasingly frustrated with the volume and length of the cutscenes. If you were to take all of them out, you'd find that there was hardly any actual game here at all.
If this isn't Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
You guys are all going Metal Gear Solid 4?
I think we have to.
You are all correct. You all get 2 points.
Oh, great. So that just annuls everything.
I actually had a backup quote for that one, which I thought was funny, which is another Metacritic user said, 0 out of 10, enough said. Horrible game. Wait for Gears of War 2 later this year.
I mean, that would at least open it up a little bit, but yeah.
I just thought, I mean, that's not going to help you, but I thought it was funny. All right, this one. We'll see how this one goes. This is the last one of the second round. PlayStation Official Magazine of Australia said, "War may be hell, but it's not as bad as this ugly, unbalanced, short excuse for a rail shooter."
Rambo.
Okay.
First, I don't know. Rambo.
I'm just gonna give the quote again.
Yeah, can you quote that?
War may be hell, but it's not as bad as this ugly, unbalanced, short excuse for a rail shooter.
It'd be funny if it was Gears of War.
I kind of want to say Rogue Warrior, but...
Is that on rail?
I don't know. I never played it. But probably not. That's, I think it was an actual third-person shooter, so... I'm going to say Rogue Warrior, but I'm wrong.
Okay. Tony?
I have no idea. Yeah, I give up. I don't know.
Fozzie just got 2 more points. It's
all right.
Fozzie's at 7.
Commanding lead.
Tony's at 3.
And I'm at 4. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's still anybody's game at this point because in the final round of the Perfectly Game Show. Perfectly Game Show? Sure.
This is the worst game show ever, by the way.
Yeah, this is pretty bad so far, but we'll keep going.
It's been fun.
No, it's been good. I like it.
You shouldn't be complaining, Fozzie. You're winning.
Hey, I can complain. All right.
In this final round, I'm going to play clips of music for you, okay? And after I play that clip, you get to guess what game it's from and also bet how many points you want to wager on that. So Fozzie could potentially...
Whoa.
So I get to hear the clip first and then decide how much I'm going to wager? Because that doesn't sound right. But okay.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make
sense. It's gonna be hard no matter what.
Wait, are we only hearing one clip?
Yeah.
You're gonna hear three clips.
Three clips.
So you have three chances here.
Oh.
So you're saying that I can double up, then double up again, then double up one more time?
Yes.
You can actually make it impossible for us to win if you get it right.
Oh, mama.
If you get the first one right, Fozzie. But conversely, he could
wait, but yeah, why? What's stopping me? Like, if I don't know it, then obviously I'm not going to bet anything, right?
Yes. And
shouldn't
also,
this work like you give us a category that this would be, and then like we put.
It's going to work because watch. There's more to it.
Well, yeah, you're the game host.
Yeah, well, you bet all seven points, right? You bet all 7 points. You're confident you got this answer, and you're wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
You lost those 7 points. You could lose your points as well in this.
True.
So this is anybody's game at this point, all right?
All right,
here comes our first clip. Hopefully, we'll see how this works.
Oh, boy.
I'm playing this off my phone. Right?
Oh, my God.
All right, that's your first clip. You get to guess the game and wager how much you want to wager. You have to wager a minimum of 1 point, by the way.
Why?
No.
Yeah, you don't have to wager shit.
Because I bet 0 points because I have no idea.
Well, then you're going to lose a point.
No, you don't. It's not Jeopardy. You don't do that.
It's not Jeopardy. This is Jeff's game. This is Jeff's game.
I veto Jeff's game.
All right.
You have to make a guess, and you have to bet at least
play
one.
Play it one more time. Play it one more time.
I'll play it's a little like bit more of it. Keep going. Here comes the guitar.
All right.
Everything says I've never played it.
Okay.
So.
Sounds Japanese.
I will say this: it was a game I talked about during our retro episode.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah, totally.
Episode was.
So you're saying that I have to put a minimum of a point down no matter what?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna put 1 point down, and I want to say no more heroes.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'll also bet a point because I'm not betting any more than that.
I'm going to win by default.
Oh, the hell. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I bet you don't guess anything.
Why? Well, I bet one.
He bet a point and he says zero.
Says zero. He says nothing.
I'll just lose that point.
Literally, all right. Tony?
I have no idea.
That's not a game.
It's not, right? It's not a game.
It might be a game. What is it, Jeff?
All right, you all lost 1 point. It is Lords of Thunder.
Lords of Thunder. Yeah, I was close.
For the TurboGrafx-CD.
Oh my god, fuck you forever.
All right, this is the only music one I think is easy, but the thing about these things is I know what it is because I'm playing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's from that. But if someone just plays you a clip of music, you'd be like, that sounds like something. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
Y'all ready? I set that up?
Sure.
I'll let it go for another 15 seconds or so.
Okay. I don't want to go first this time.
I'm wrong, but I'm going to bet two and say Friday the 13th.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Pazzi? This is an easy one. Like, I would have got it. If you would have played this for me, I would have got it. I would have struggled.
Okay.
I would have struggled, but I would have got it.
Good for you. 1 point. I'm going to say,
there's going to be people that listen to this and hate all of you, probably. Just so you know.
They can go ahead and hate, because I have no
idea. Alien. I don't know. Sure.
Okay. Tony?
Tony?
I have no idea.
All right. So
how much did you bet on that one, Tony?
One.
I'm just
going to
finish with 0 points. I have no idea.
So 1 point subtraction for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, going into the final question here.
Wait.
Did you get to tell us which one it was?
Oh, it was Super Castlevania 4.
It sounded like Castlevania, but I would have not guessed Super Castlevania 4. I've never played.
I would have guessed at least a Castlevania.
I was thinking Castlevania, but I thought that was too
exactly.
obvious.
Like,
that was like you
right.
really like Friday the 13th, so maybe you would have picked the music from that game.
And I know that wasn't from Symphony of the Night.
See, I would have got it because the first level of Castlevania 4 is the one I played the most, and like that music just sticks out in my head. Like I really
right.
like.
These questions, you realize, are catered to you. They're not like...
Well, that's
right.
why I'm not
they're
a good general.
Yeah.
All right, when you try to find an excuse with any people who listen to this, they're going to be like, you don't know Castlevania 4, come on.
No, not like a 15-second clip on a fucking phone.
Dude, that's like,
Skype.
What's the final one?
All right. This one is hard. So I thought the last one was easy. This one's hard. All right, ready?
I have an 8-year-old mind.
All right.
Okay, I think we got the gist of it.
There you go. Where are we at?
Oh, that's some Japanese ass game. I know that.
Never
for sure.
Been on that shit.
Okay, right, so what's the point breakdown?
What do you guys think that would be on?
It's at Fozzie of 5, Tony of 1, and I have 1.
I mean, that's
yeah,
an NES game.
By
right?
Default, fuck all y'all.
I am going to bet my 1 point and say that's Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
I'll just give myself 0 now.
Well, the most you'll lose on that is 1 point.
Well, that's all I had. So.
No, you have...
I bet 2 on the last one.
Yeah.
You should still have 3.
You don't pay attention to this, Jeff, do you?
I'm doing the math, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right,
so you're down to 0 if you get that wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Fozzie, what are you betting here?
I'm going to bet.
Bet shit.
You bet 3 and still win.
Yeah, I could. But I'm going to bet. No, I can't. Yeah, why not? I'll bet 4. If you get this, Chris, it's because you deserve it. I'm going to bet 4. I'm going to say Strider.
Okay. Tony?
I have a fucking clue. The Mission Impossible. There we go.
Okay. Chris, you were so close. It was Ninja Gaiden 2.
Aha!
I'm giving it to Chris. Chris gets it in.
No. I win
deserves
with,
it for being that
I
close.
With, I win with one point.
Fossey wins
I win
one
with
point.
One point. Nicely done, Hefe. Chris.
Thank you.
No, that was fun. Maybe you should just, like, put some really easy ones. Because even if you think it's easy, it's not that easy.
That's the thing, too, especially about the music ones. Like, to me, the Super Castlevania
like,
song
music,
is easy.
Music should be, like, you should
I never
have,
played
like,
Super
a
Castlevania,
genre.
Though, so.
The music should be, like... No, the music's... Like, if you have to name a specific game based on the music, it's hard to do.
And even, like break it down to a specific game. Like, the fact... It should be, like, franchise. It shouldn't be...
I don't know. I think
that's fine.
No one got any of your music ones. You have to change it.
Well, they're hard. Well, and Lords of Thunder is a very hard one because I know you guys haven't played.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that was fun.
But
yeah, something different.
I think what we should do from now on is like we could switch up the host. Like I like the format.
All right.
I was gonna say like you know Fozzie like, one or whatever and. If you want to do the same format or come up with your own idea, whatever. But
right.
I like the format I came up with. Like, I think that Metacritic quotes, the guess a game is fun. Just like reading what someone had to say about a game, trying to guess what game it is. And the music one I think is fun, but it's just very hard for people that are playing. Because even if you know a franchise really well or whatever, or if the music sounds super familiar, you're like, ah, God, I don't know what fucking game
Well,
is.
I mean, like, yeah, like, for example, like Mass Effect, like, I know the themes, but...
Yeah,
you know, maybe
would you be
you
able
play.
To like pick which
yeah,
theme
like,
from
like,
which?
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
I know this is
or
Mass Effect,
or but... like have like a specific theme for like a specific one, you know?
Well, that's
you
what makes it fun and hard to do the music.
Yeah, but again, like you're picking
maybe,
like
maybe
Thunder,
like
even like Mass Effect would be a tough one, and everyone knows that shit.
But also like maybe make the final round like a one, like if we're
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
do that, like a one thing, like
Jeopardy style.
Yeah, like where it's like so you're gonna bet your points and. We're gonna get
I like,
all,
the, I like
go against
the,
it.
That you could bet over several questions though with it, and with
sure.
several pieces of music, there's a chance that different people might have checked out different things.
You'd probably have to have like two, like ones that everybody would get, like Sonic Green Hill Zone,
right?
Yeah.
Or like yeah, the
Super
casino
Mario
level
Brothers,
or something.
Yeah,
you need to.
I thought, dude, I kind of thought that Ninja Gaiden and Super Castlevania were kind of like gimmies,
dude.
Whatever.
This was like
that music sounds
steroids.
Exactly
this,
like the opening level of the original Ninja Gaiden game too though.
That's the problem.
Like Wheel of Fortune easy shit here, man. No one likes Jeopardy.
All right, well, I don't know whoever wants to do it next, but I'd gladly do it as a contestant.
All right, we'll bring it back in September, and we'll see who wants to host then.
Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that could be fun.
Yeah, I like the idea. Good work.
Yeah. All right, well, next week the games start coming out. Gears and yeah. Until Dawn and Madden kind of that's the symbol, right? That's when game season kicks off.
That's right.
When Madden
oh my
comes
god,
out,
football
so.
Comes back. Oh, it's beautiful.
There's also that.
College football. Exciting.
You can tell how excited I am as a Bears fan.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
it.
I'm a Jaguars fan and a Raiders fan. Shut your face.
Yeah.
Jeff, it would have been great if you had EA access and then you could have joined our Madden 15 league.
Nah.
It's going to be fun, Jeff.
Speaking of which, who hasn't played their first preseason game?
I haven't played yet.
Get on it.
I will. Got to get this moving so we can get to the regular season.
Yeah, real.
All right. We'll be back next week with brand new games to talk about. Jeff and I will actually turn our PlayStations on.
Yay.
That could be a whole experience to itself.
Yeah, might not work. So.
Yeah.
Tony's going to play more Madden.
Yeah.
And Fozzie is going to lament the fact that it is not September 1st.
Yes. And I might not be here next week. I'm talking about right. I am.
It's also, are you going to PAX? That's next weekend, right?
I mean, I got a Friday pass. I'm going to go for like the 2 hours that I do what I do, but yeah. Just
go in, see what's up.
Right. Go in, see if I want anything to buy, like, you know. And if not, I'm out. I'm going to wait 3 hours for a game I'm going to eventually play. That's stupid.
True.
I mean, not a roller coaster.
That stuff all comes out really soon, too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing that can ever excite me enough to do that.
All right. Well, Fozzie may not be here next week, then. We might get Don on to talk about whatever he's been up to. Playing that Elder Scrolls Online game.
Probably.
Oh, yeah? Is he playing that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we get an update on that. Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Good night.